First things first, just to kind of give us a little background about yourself, where you came from, where you grew up, and all that other fun stuff.
Well, I grew right up here in Gananoque. I grew up playing many youth sports in this community, actually. So I spent a lot of my time volunteering in the same youth sports that I grew up playing. So mainly with the Girls Hockey Association, I played that growing up. So it's kind of pretty cool to circle back around and help coach my daughters and volunteer with the executive on that, and also with the Gananoque Youth Soccer Club in the summers.
You know, what you enjoy the most about volunteering and how much fun it can be.
Well, volunteering's definitely, it's a lot of fun. What I enjoy the most about it is seeing the direct impact that it has on the kids, like just their confidence, their sense of belonging. Just on and off the ice, it's always fun to, when you start volunteering, just to interact with the kids in a different level, because when you're their coach, they're really looking up to you as well. So it's a lot of fun in that respect. You can literally just watch them grow, not just in their skill, but their teamwork, their resilience, and just the belief in themselves.
Hey, what do you find is the most difficult part about volunteering in certain events and being a volunteer as well?
Like obviously there's a lot of ups, but I think one of the biggest challenges is the time and energy that you put in. There's just only so many hours in a day, and it can be hard to just be everywhere at once. Many of our executive and volunteers with each of the associations put in countless hours to make our events and our season happen. A lot of it's behind the scenes where people don't even actually see what we're doing, from registration to coaching to special events, everything in between to make games and the schedules happen. So I find it can be challenging to find enough volunteers and resources to run the events that we really like to run. And a lot of the organizing work tends to fall upon that same group of people. So we all have to just remember that volunteers are just that, volunteers. And we all have jobs, families, social lives, and our hobbies to juggle as well. So if you're willing to help out, just kind of jump right into it. It would be awesome.
Absolutely. And you know, and with what you do for the girls hockey, I mean you guys are traveling to tournaments and stuff like that too, and that's kind of taxing as well, right?
Like I said, we run our own tournament in Gananoque here, so that one, at least it's a local tournament, but we typically go to, my teams are going to two tournaments. So we went to one up in Cobourg at the beginning of the year, and then we have our year end in Kanata. So usually those are full weekend events, but just like planning the hotels for the full team or the full association that's going, just making sure that our schedules are aligning. It's all work there. It's done behind the scenes, but you know what? We have a great group of parents and a great group of exec members that kind of help everything run smoothly. So that's really nice.
That's great too. And if one of the say one of the girls that currently plays with the Royals or just anybody in general comes up and says, "Hey, you know, I'd like to be a volunteer. I'd like to, you know, maybe not necessarily with the Royals, maybe just a volunteer in general." What would be your advice to that person?
I told them just to start. It's hard because volunteers are just that. They're just volunteers, right? So we all start it somewhere. We all start it with no knowledge. I know when I started 4 years ago with the Royals, it was just because my daughters started playing. So I kind of just jumped right in and asked where we needed help. And I started by just coaching. And whether it's helping on the bench, helping with communication, supporting events, working behind the scenes, there's always a place to help. So just talk to the coaches, talk to the organizers. You can ask them what kind of help is needed, where the help is needed. Start small, show up, and just, we always need help.
For sure. And finally, are you having fun doing what you're doing with the Royals?
It's a blast. No, I absolutely love it. Like I said, it's always fun being, I know a lot of my coaches too that I've got into coaching, I think they couldn't imagine not being on the ice now with the kids. It's a different atmosphere out there. Like, it's just so much fun to play with them, to teach them, to watch them grow with their skills, with their personalities as they develop in the sport. So it's always a ton of fun.